Well, the day is here for today's solar eclipse. People across central and northern New York won't see the sun totally covered by the moon's shadow, but there's still plenty for us to see. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports on a number of different ways to view today's eclipse.
Raymond Daig of the Syracuse Astronomical Society describes a total solar eclipse as spectacular.
Suddenly the entire sky goes completely dark, the birds think it's nighttime.
But the path of totality is passing through states like South Carolina, so don't expect that to happen in upstate New York, where only about three-quarters of the sun will be blocked out.
That's not enough for the really spectacular view. At the maximum, you'd see this big bite taken out of the sun by the moon. That's kind of cool.
And you should never look up at the sun, even for a second during the eclipse, with your naked eyes, because it can do tremendous damage. Instead, Daig recommends getting the solar eclipse glasses, if you can. They've been selling out at hardware, retail stores, and libraries. Number 14 welder's glass also works. And if all else fails, you can make a pinhole camera, poking a hole through a piece of cardboard, letting the sun shine onto another piece of cardboard.
You can see in that projected image, a pinhole-type camera, the bright crescent of the sun as the moon kind of takes a little chunk out of it.
The peak of the eclipse will last for a couple of minutes around 2:30 this afternoon. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.